The sixth of Napoleon Hill's principles is organized planning. You've decided on your desire, your goal. Now let's organize the plan for its accomplishment right on schedule. Let me quote again. You've learned that everything man creates or acquires begins in the form of desire. The desire is taken on the first lap of its journey from the abstract to the concrete in the workshop of the imagination, where plans for its transition are created and organized. Earlier, you were instructed to take six definite practical steps as your first move in transforming the desire for whatever you want into its physical fulfillment. One of these steps is the formation of a definite practical plan through which this transformation may be made. 1. Ally yourself with one or more persons, a group of as many people as you may need for the creation and carrying out of your plan. Napoleon Hill calls these people your mastermind group. In a few minutes, we'll discuss the psychology and philosophy behind it as the ninth of the Think and Grow Rich principles, the power of the mastermind. 2. Before forming your mastermind alliance, decide what advantages and benefits you may offer the individual members of your group in return for their cooperation. No one will work indefinitely without compensation, though this may not always be in the form of money. 3. Arrange to meet with the members of your mastermind group at least twice a week, and more often if possible, until you have jointly perfected the necessary plan or plans for the accomplishment of your goal. 4. Maintain perfect harmony between yourself and every member of your mastermind group. Keep in mind these facts. First, you're engaged in an undertaking of major importance to you. To be sure of success, you must have plans which are as faultless as possible. Second, you must have the advantage of the experience, education, native ability, and imagination of other minds. This is in harmony with the methods followed by every person who has risen above the average. Work at this until you have a well-executed formal plan for reaching your objective. In this way, you're never confused or wondering what you should do next. Every morning, you know exactly what you're going to do and why. It is in this section of organized planning that Napoleon Hill gives us his 11 qualities of leadership. 1. Unwavering courage. 2. Self-control. 3. A keen sense of justice. 4. Definiteness of decision. 5. Definiteness of plans. 6. The habit of doing more than paid for. 7. A pleasing personality. 8. Sympathy and understanding. 9. Mastery of detail. 10. Willingness to assume full responsibility. 11. Cooperation. Organized planning is one of Napoleon Hill's most important principles. It goes without saying that a man without a plan is like a ship without a course. With no place to go, disaster is a probability.